702. Bruce is on the Money Show.
Well, the ANC's National Executive Committee met at NASREC today and then stopped meeting and said, you know what, we'll meet again, the National Working Committee, the NWC, because this is too much for the NEC. The NWC must ASAP have a look at the PP report. Sam Nkokeli is the Business Day and Financial Mail magazine columnist. And Sam, give me some detail, as much granular detail as you can, as to what went down at NASREC today as the NEC met to decide how they were going to play the problem that is Cyril Ramaphosa.
You had a lovely introduction there. I also love the pace at which you narrated it. It's a yo-yo. You know, Cyril wants to resign. Charles, his friends and colleagues is resigning, and they come on to 702 and say, hey, please don't resign. And then the NEC is supposed to meet. Somebody says, no, Mr. President, you can't resign before you've told the NEC. The NEC must meet. The President doesn't want to attend the NEC, or he wants to attend the NEC. And then somebody says, no, let's do the official meeting, the top six meeting first, before anything gets done. You keep the NEC back to Sunday, and then the rest of the country is watching this yo-yo that keeps going down, up and down, up and down. But there is a big, biggest issue here. You've got a president who doesn't want the job. He's been showing it in the past 4 years that he doesn't want the job based on his poor performance and the lack of his struggles with taking decisions. Now he has to take a decision of a lifetime. He can't even take that one. He's resigning, not resigning.
Okay, I mean, let's be fair about this one, Sam. I mean, all of the indications are that yesterday, this time, he was willing to resign, yet he's had his arm twisted by members of his party, people who are loyal to him and people upon whose careers, I mean, their career depends on his career in politics. They don't have 20 billion options to retire to. He does, so he'd quite happily walk away. Yet he has had his arm twisted not to. Is that him not making a decision, or is that him saying, "Okay, let's see how the cards land on this one"?
No, it's not him taking a decision. Look, if he is taking a decision to resign on principle, no amount of twisting his rubber arm should change that. If it was a matter of principle, it's the nature of the man who struggles taking decisions. And it's a very tough time. And the people around him, it depend on him for their future. Gwede Mantashe is not one of the people who are likely to make the top six. Now, he needs to get into the top six. Beautiful opportunity. Good politician. This is an opportunity. He runs with it. And so do the others. Cabinet ministers, they don't want to see him go because they would lose those comfortable jobs. And now they have him as their hostage. He's stuck and keeps going around, and he wants to go. And with that, as a politician, you're demonstrating vulnerability. You never come back from that state.
Is there any indication as to how the ANC may deal with the problem of the vacuum that Cyril Ramaphosa would leave on the ballot paper for the leadership of the party come the 16th, 17th, 18th of December?
No, there is no indication at all. I mean, the Ramaphosa camp is at a stage of shock. Then the next stage will be denial, and that they go through all the stages of grief. And they like it to say, okay, let's go the lawfare route. The report is flawed, and now let's take that route. But morally, I mean, the explanation coming out of the president's affidavit around this, I mean, it's taken quite a knock and with his credibility. But the ANC is not even looking at that. Also, he may survive now, but in a couple of months' time, he's got a problem. We still want to know what happened to the Forex investigation and what the Reserve Bank take is on the matter. We might get more information around this money. I mean, we're still not getting enough of the president's side of the story, and the explanations are really, really weak, and it's really just a dodgy story. So the ANC has a political problem. It's now playing around sectional battle and pseudo-legal analysis and also really silly the moral equivalence between Zuma stealing public money and Ramaphosa stealing his own money. I mean, it's not a question of whether or not he stole his own money. There's a lot around it about his job, moral leadership, and also the oath of office. I mean, those are the issues. So the ANC is behaving like it behaved around 2016 with Jacob Zuma and just before that. With the Nkandla matter. This thing is written out there. It's on the writing is on the wall. The ANC is going to have a crash in Cyril Ramaphosa, and its electability in 2024 is going to fall within probably in the 30s the way it's behaving now. And I'm sure Peter Altamontato is going to explain this thing just now. What happened with volatility and the markets over the next couple of weeks, which is a yo-yo, political yo-yo, that we are just seeing here the unraveling of the ANC and its inability to manage complex situations. It is so ordinary, just thinking in basic numbers and section terms.
Yeah, it's an astonishing catastrophe for a party that should be far more adept at dealing with these conundrums that it faces on a fairly regular basis, frankly. And when we look at Tuesday and the National Assembly and Parliament to debate the issue of the Palapala report, does Cyril Ramaphosa get as far as Tuesday, do you think? Does he get even that far, or is he gone by Tuesday? What's your reading of it?
Look, he wants to go. He wants to go now. Does he want to face Parliament? He can't go to Parliament without being heckled. He can't stand anywhere without looking dodgy. He wants to go as soon as possible. The section will look around and say, okay, do we have the numbers? Do we need a simple majority of 50 plus 1 to fight this thing so that it doesn't go to the whole process where he could be impeached? That's what those are the calculations they have to make. Also, in terms of the numbers, I mean, half that caucus comes from Mahashule's RAT people. So anything is possible. Because he will not want to take the gamble. But his faction wants the gamble because they depend on him. They are riding him. It's like riding an alligator or crocodile across the river. That is what they're doing to Cyril Ramaphosa. They will jump in at some stage, but right now they're holding him for dear life on his tail as a crocodile that drags them through the water.
Is there anybody who looks like they're putting up their hand tentatively to say, Tumamina, send me? Other than Paul Mashatile, potentially, who seems fairly popular within the ANC to stand against William Kize. Anybody else?
Look, a knockout between the two of those guys is problematic. Anybody else? I don't know. Halima Mutande says he's not interested. Look, we have 14 days to go to for the ANC conference. That feels like 14 years or longer. A lot of things are going to happen in the next couple of days. Mutande might have to reconsider. They might look around. But whatever they do, they are slow, I mean, rapidly moving into a position where that they are not the central point of our politics in one catastrophe with Ramaphosa and how they are responding to it already.
Thank you to Sam Umgokeri, who is the Business Day and Financial Mail columnist on The Money Show this evening.